I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're asking you to come alongside a group of believers in a small African nation puts faith before their lives at risk. And as we consider the spread of the gospel to those who haven't heard, we also have to look at ways to support the young believers who have. All of that is coming up today, but first we're going to zoom in on the Horn of Africa. The country of Eritrea is the 10th harshest persecutor of Christians on Open Doors World Watch List. Last month, nearly 100 believers were arrested as the Eritrean government cracked down on unapproved churches outside of four allowed religions. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes says sometimes believers are even locked in storage containers.
Eritrea is on the eastern side of the continent of Africa, where it gets extremely hot. And so these people are sometimes locked in storage containers with very little air ventilation and up to 120-degree heat.
Now, this country frequently commits human rights violations like this, so thousands continue to flee the country. But with nearly half the population unreached with the gospel, Christians are still witnessing their faith.
People are still willing to risk it all for the sake of the gospel. People are still evangelizing in this country. There's pastors having small groups and churches meet together. So you find that the gospel spreads in spite of all the fear tactics that are taking place from the government.
Do you want to be an encouragement?
We've got some specific ways that you can pray on the country page of our website. So it's opendoorsusa.org, and you can click on our World Watch List report and click on the country of Eritrea.
Next, this Sunday, you can join thousands of other believers in praying for the unreached in Eritrea, as well as other parts of the world. The Alliance for the Unreached is a partnership of Christian organizations dedicated to raising awareness for the 2.5 billion people who haven't heard the gospel. That group includes Bibles for the World, Missio Nexus, Operation Mobilization, World Mission, as well as others. And this Sunday, they're holding their second annual International Day for the Unreached. Ted Essler of Missio Nexus explains.
This year it's Pentecost Sunday, and we're hoping to see thousands of people just gather together in prayer for the unreached across the United States, Canada, and around the world.
The group's encouraging churches and Christian media outlets to advocate for the importance of reaching the unreached. World Mission's Greg Kelly says they're hoping that believers will rise to the challenge.
There still remain over 6,000 people groups without a gospel witness. They're considered unreached. And so our focus and our prayer for the body of Christ is that every single follower of Jesus would have some kind of expression in their life of reaching and praying for those who have never heard the good news of Jesus Christ.
Wondering how you can get involved? Go to our website for ways to pray and take action on behalf of the unreached. And take a look at your bookshelf. Do you have an extra Bible in the house? What if you could send it to Kenya? Jason Wolford heads up Mission Cry, a ministry that distributes used Christian literature around the world. And the results are staggering.
When you think about the overall of this ministry and sending a total of a used book value of $300 million, of Bibles and Christian books to 171 nations. Those were Bibles and Christian books that were either going to be recycled, thrown out, or sitting on somebody's shelf. But instead, it has truly changed the landscape of this entire planet.
Their Kenya Distribution Center alone has sent millions of dollars in used material to indigenous believers. And that's not the only ministry that Mission Cry has in Kenya.
At our Kenya Distribution Center, we train up about 100 pastors every month. And outside of training them, we give them the Word of God for them and for people in their congregation.
Mission Cry is planning to send 2 new containers for local pastors, but none of that can happen without your prayer and support.
We cannot send these books and give them for free if people do not come alongside us and support us and partner with us in letting the world hear our Mission Cry.
Have Bibles and books of your own you'd like to donate? We'll get you the details through links at our website. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.